brought to you by Penguin.
How to Fix Your Shit. Written and read by me, Shar Wasmond. Introduction. So, when did life get so complicated? As Dr. Seuss said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. It's as if it creeps up on us like a thief in the night, stealing away our joy, our freedom, and our joie de vivre. Suddenly, we're on one long merry-go-round, desperate to get off, to take a break or even a breath. We try to pinpoint a time when the overwhelm first took hold. Was it when we had kids, got a mortgage, new job, a divorce? But the truth is, we can't really find the exact time. We just woke up one day, and there it was. That sense of everything just being a little too much to manage all at once. Nothing seems simple anymore. There are so many responsibilities and obligations. We don't know what to focus on first or where to direct our attention because everything and everyone is pulling at us. We can't remember the last time we really switched off. We wake up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and the first thing we do is check our phone. We say yes to things that we don't want to do out of obligation to people we're not even sure we're really that keen on. As a result, we never have enough time for the people who really matter to us. Crazy! We feel pulled from pillar to post. We're never quite holding it all together, at least not at the same time. If we're making our career work, then our friends and families are suffering. If we've got our kids on track, then we feel like we're not focused enough on work. There never seems to be enough money to take the kind of holidays that we really want. In fact, just finding the time or the money to go on holiday is starting to become a task in itself. As for our health, well, let's just say that seems to fall down our priority list too. Or maybe it doesn't even make it on the list. Our dreams seem like a long distant memory and today's reality is just getting through the week without a major upset or drama. We feel that whatever we do, no matter how hard we work, we just can't get the needle to move in the right direction, or at least not for long enough for there to be lasting change. If this sounds like you, you are not alone. I hear you. I felt like that so many times. But I promise you, you can change things. You see, if we are really truly honest, most of us are guilty of simply doing the same thing over and over again, and somehow expecting a different result. You can either allow the situation to consume you, or you can use the situation as a catalyst for change. Sometimes it feels like being consumed might be the easiest option, but change is what you want. It's why you've bought this book, so let's do that. The best place to start? Right here, right now. As we grow up, we are told that anger isn't a positive emotion, but I tend to disagree. Anger is a much more positive emotion than despair, and channeled in the right way, it can be an extremely powerful catalyst for change. Never take your anger or frustration out on others. Instead, channel it into taking back control of your life and your future. It's time to look at your neurological pathways because at the moment, they are taking you down the wrong path. If you keep repeating patterns, nothing changes. If you're not willing to turn left instead of right, you will stay on the same path. The truth is, what got you here won't get you there, the place where you want to be. If you want something to change, then you have to be prepared to actually change, not just rerun the same coping mechanisms that have got you exactly where you are right now, which is not where you want to be. All too often, the fear of what we really want from life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?